Candace Anderson of Van Zandt County, Texas, suffered a too common modern tragedy. At the age of 21, on a clear November mid-morning outside Dallas, she lost her fiancé, Gene Erickson, to a car crash. The grief dealt to Candace that day was compounded several times over. Candace had been at the wheel when her new 2004 Saturn Ion left the road and smashed into a tree, seriously injuring her and killing Gene, who had been riding next to her in the front passenger seat. Then the state of Texas told Candace that she was to blame for Gene's death. Prosecutors charged her with vehicular manslaughter, and she was briefly jailed. Candace later agreed to plead guilty to manslaughter. A judge sentenced her to 5 years of probation with hundreds of hours of required service. Candace was marked for life as the felon who killed Gene. For 10 years, Candace Anderson had to do the grueling work of accepting this as her and the state's agreed version of Gene Erickson's death. Then in 2014, though she thought she knew all there was to know about the crash, Candace learned that the story of that November morning that her prosecution and guilty plea had told was not true. Texas police and prosecutors, like their colleagues across America, must make discretionary judgments about which of thousands of fatal car accidents each year will produce criminal charges. In Candace's case, an officer thought Candace was acting erratically after the accident. No wonder. He arranged a blood test, which showed that Candace had a low amount of Xanax in her body, a medication she had taken the night before. Research does not establish that this medicine, at ordinary levels, impairs driving without ingestion of other intoxicants. There were no skid marks at the scene, where driving conditions had been excellent that day. Therefore, the state concluded, Candace's intoxication caused the accident that killed Gene. The truth was that Candace's car killed Gene. Not only at the moment of impact, but in nearly all respects. General Motors had manufactured the 2004 Ion with a mechanical starter that engineers at the company designed to be cheap. The starter was prone to malfunction. A driver's leg knocking the keychain in the ignition could cause the starter to rotate out of the run position, which meant, for this design of car, deactivation of power steering, power brakes, and, most importantly, airbags. Candace lost control of the car, and Gene did not survive the crash because General Motors sold her a car with a dangerously bad part. 10 years after the accident, once the truth about the car was revealed, the state of Texas corrected its understanding of Gene's death and expunged Candace's criminal conviction. Candace could now start another process of healing. It seems we should say that General Motors killed Gene Erickson. It's perfectly sensible to summarize things that way, but what happens if we try to take a next logical step and say that, to correct matters fully, the government should replace the prosecution of Candace for homicide with a homicide prosecution of GM? GM is a corporation. It doesn't think. It can't drive a car, and it can't even really be seen. It's an amalgam of people, factories, vehicles, images, and offices spread across the globe. GM is an idea as much as it is a thing. Under American law, a corporation such as GM can be prosecuted, but pursuing this remedy for the crash of that Saturn Ion would raise a host of difficult, not to say interesting, questions that nobody needed to wrestle with in an ordinary criminal prosecution like the state of Texas versus Candace Anderson. Replacing Candace with GM is replacing apples with oranges, not a small apple with a larger one. Moving from prosecution of the corporation to prosecution of its managers and employees, it turns out, does not clarify the problem of corporate responsibility for Gene Erickson's death. Everyone in a position of senior management responsibility at GM appears to have been ignorant of the engineering decisions involved in that starter switch, much less of any connection between those decisions and what ended up to be a total of over 100 road deaths. Even lower-level employees handling lawsuits against the company for some of the related crashes failed for nearly 9 years to connect the accidents to the starter switch and raise the alarm with their supervisors about a systemic problem. The engineer who designed the bad switch understood at some point his mistake, but even as he corrected the switch design, he covered up his error. GM is responsible, but who within GM could be prosecuted in this fiasco, and for what crimes? There is no crime in American law of managing a corporation badly, no matter how serious the harm that results. Under regulations governing the auto industry, there isn't even a crime of manufacturing an unsafe starter switch. Maybe the engineer should be charged with killing Gene. But as he toiled within the bowels of GM, did he realize his neglect might endanger lives? Suppose he did. Would a prosecution of this mid-level salaried worker, even for homicide, really be a way of saying GM killed Gene and punishing the company for that? It seems as though GM's managers, with their cost-cutting strategies and their failure to make sure the left hand in the company knew what the right was doing, are most responsible as a matter of fact, whether or not by the letter of the law. Even if the problem of the crime could be worked out, who committed it and what law he or she violated, what about the question of punishment? GM can't be put in a prison, so it's not clear what a prosecution of GM could add to the civil lawsuits for each of the driver deaths that the company will have to settle with the survivors, no doubt at steep cost. Criminal fines could increase GM's total bill for its transgressions, but how big a fine would it take to get the GMs of the world not to make these kinds of mistakes again? Would such a penalty be so large that it could put GM in dire straits, eliminating those manufacturing jobs that the government tried so hard to save when it rescued the huge auto company from the financial crisis of 2008 to 2009? A court could place GM, like Candace Anderson, on probation. But what does that mean for a corporation? It can't physically report to the probation office. It can't be made to pee into a cup. And its required community service would amount to writing another check. This one to charity, I suppose. Indeed, if GM were convicted of a felony, how could the company possibly feel anything like the stigma and remorse that Candace lived with for a decade? Could the government round up GM's senior managers and imprison them for their serious business failures? Not in the American legal system, which strictly prohibits prosecuting a person without a clear law on the books at the time of his offensive conduct. There is no crime of bad management of a big company, not to mention no good argument for legislating such a sweeping and amorphous power to revoke liberty. The only conceivable criminal case against managers, even in theory, would be a prosecution for negligent homicide based on the long and attenuated chain running from their unawareness at GM's headquarters all the way down to the road outside Dallas that morning in November 2004.